Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC. The transfer window is closed. It's the international break, and obviously some of our lads are away playing for their national teams. Virgil van Dijk was in imperious form for the Netherlands against Norway. 91% passing, 78 of 86 passes completed, one chance created, 99 touches. He won all seven of his aerial duels. Won the only tackle he contested, made six clearance and wasn't dribbled past. He did dislocate his finger, which had to be popped back in. That caused a momentary concern for any watching Reds. But all things considered, really good outing from Virg. Really good to see him getting more minutes under his belt and getting back towards the machine that we knew him to be before the injury suffered at the hands of the tiny-armed man from Everton. Naby Keita played for Guinea and had a great assist. Looked very, very good. Played largely as a 10 and then sort of defended out wide to the right. A different type of shape from the Guinea national team to what we've seen before. Sadio Mane got a goal in Senegal's game, which hopefully will help his confidence, get him back towards the form that we need him to be in for the season ahead. Moving on then to the big Liverpool websites. Obviously, today is Bill Shankly's birthday. Shanks was born 108 years ago today. So many of the sites celebrating his birthday, including the club site. And this is Anfield, a piece up there about Jurgen Klopp. A piece up there about Bill Shankly, the man whose vision reshaped Liverpool Football Club. Very, very good. And well worth your while. On Liverpool.com, they've obviously been busy. Nothing to write about transfer-wise, so they've written lots and lots of other stuff, some good, some bad. There's a piece here about potential successors for Sadio Mane. Leon Bailey is one. No. Pedro Neto. Obviously, there's been some interest in Pedro Neto, but he's had a bad knee injury, and I don't know that we'd take the gamble. Kamaldeen Sulemana is one to keep an eye on. He's just joined Rennes. Obviously, at Rennes, we are already watching Jeremy Doku. Sulemana joins, having torn up the Danish league. He was expected to join Ajax in the summer, but made the decision to head to Rennes instead. And if him and Doku are on the wings for them this year, they're going to be must-watch TV. They will be absolutely one of the most exciting teams in Europe. Even having lost Camavinga, if they have Sulemana and Doku, they will be worth your while. That's a good suggestion. He's probably a couple of years away from being ready for a move to Liverpool, but he might be one they want to jump on quickly. Might just be the biggest talent to come out of Africa in quite a while. And then Ansu Fati is the fourth and final one listed here. Very, very talented, but he has just come back from a long-term injury. He had a meniscus surgery. He was expected to be out for 3 months. Ended up missing the best part of a year. Incredible talent. Absolutely incredible. And what he's been able to do at Barcelona already is sensational. Now, his contract technically expires next summer, as does Pedri's. But Barca do have options to extend them for two more years, both of them. So unlikely that he will become available, but definitely one to keep an eye on for the longer term. Piece here, Liverpool's Nat Phillips decision means Jurgen Klopp may trial a new formation. Suggestion that Liverpool could move to a back three refers to playing a back three as a popular trend. No. Jurgen won't play a back three. It's a foolish idea to suggest that he would. Another piece on why the wage bill has stopped us from buying players. So we'll move on. And a piece about how Liverpool and FSG have a clear rationale behind the Nat Phillips contract extension. So that's there as well. On AnfieldIndex.com, there is a very, very good piece from Stephen Smith. And it's about Sammy Hippier. Always nice to read pieces about Sammy. Always nice to remember how good Sammy was for us. Remember that day when you looked on Teletext or CFAX, whichever was your preference, or Airtel if you're unfortunate enough to have to use that in Ireland, and you saw that Liverpool had signed Sammy Hippier, and your first question was, who on earth is Sammy Hippier? Some Finnish defender arriving from Willem Twee, just over 2 million or 2.8 million maybe it was, 2.6 million apparently. You didn't know who he was. You saw him in a picture. You thought, he's massive. And he turned out to be one of the best centre-backs the club's ever had. Probably the best signing of the Gerard Houllier era. Sammy was just brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant for us. You can't go wrong with loving Sammy Hippier. I got a bit of a shock today, I have to say. I went on Twitter this morning and the first thing I saw was a video from Mark Goldbridge. And normally, you know, it's Mark Goldbridge, so unless you want a bit of a chuckle, you don't really watch it. But this one was tagged as being about Liverpool, and I have to say, I did agree with him. And that's quite a shock to the system when you begin your day by agreeing with Mark Goldbridge. So shout out to Goldbridge. Wasn't expecting that today, buddy. On Anfield Index, in terms of podcasts, I believe the main podcast should be out in the next couple of days. Trev, Cam and Carl, or maybe Trev, Cam and Guy. Guy, can you spread any or share any insight into what's happening?
That's Friday. And I think Carl's back, so I'll probably be back behind the mic unless anyone says anything about the transfer window and I might have to jump in like you would.
There we go. So that's Friday. So do keep a listen out for that one. There is a Money Talks being recorded, I believe, today with Trev Downey and Mo Chatra. For those that haven't seen Mo's recent thread on Twitter, I do recommend going and checking it out. It's absolutely tremendous. Molby on the Spot is also being recorded today. So they're getting Downey to do a bit of work, which is nice, you know, after his summer off. Good to have Trev back podcasting regularly. Really is good. On that topic, do check out Trev's own podcast, The Great Stories. For non-football related content, do give that one a listen. But yeah, Molby on the Spot recorded today, should be out today. And I'm assuming then the Money Talks will come out tomorrow. Myself, Gags and Eddie recorded. To call it a podcast, it would be a stretch. It was basically just me shouting for an hour and a half about the transfer window. But it's out as an old school, and it's already out, recorded yesterday, came out yesterday morning. Now, the feedback's been quite good, so thank you to everybody who's had good things to say about it. If you haven't got anything good to say about it, just keep it to yourself. That's the kind of mood I'm in. But yeah, that one's out as well. So those are all going to be on Anfield Index Pro. If you're not a pro subscriber, there is a free trial. You can check it out. If you go back and listen to some of the back issues of this podcast, you will find certain pro podcasts tacked on to the end of them. And you can have a listen that way as well and see what you think. See if you enjoy what we do on Anfield Index Pro. There's lots of podcasts. Wide range of people. Under Pressure is there. Rate Don't Hate. Raw, old school. AI Scouted has also been recorded today. Myself and Carl, we're going to record one tomorrow as well that'll probably come out. So we'll probably release them like Saturday and Monday or Tuesday or something like that, just to give you something to get you through the international break. But that's about it for today. Do remember that we also have the Anfield Index shop. Now, you can get there by going to anfieldindex.com and clicking on shop along the top. You can Google Anfield Index shop, but the easiest way is probably to download the Etsy app on your phone and search Anfield Index. Lots of new merch up there all the time. If you're looking for stuff from other clubs, for presents, for family or friends or whatever it is, there's also the EPL Index shop. And you can check that out as well, also on Etsy. Aside from that, we're all good. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.